Now, that can't be beat. That can't be beat. A patriotic song done by a jazz brass band. Go ahead, let it play, Mike. Now, Mike, you're from Opa country, right?
There might have been a few accordions at my family reunions.
Yeah, there might have been a few, right.
Yes.
Now, there is a kind of a genre similarity between that Dixieland and then the Opa music,
and
right?
The polka?
Polka music, right?
Yeah, it's a little similar. I'd say you guys just have a little more fun to it.
That's for sure.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
It's a little more straight white music on the polka. There's a lot of straight up and down dancing. I think Cajun, you get a little more movement.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, yeah, you do. A little more movement. We're here at Rosie on the House. If you've got a project you're trying to tackle this Veterans Day weekend, give us a ring. Let us know what you're trying to do. We'll put our building and remodeling experience to work to answer your question, give you a few tips of the trade, recommend a couple tools, and even some brand product names. That are going to make that project really a testament to your professionalism. And people come over and say, ooh, who did that? Give us a ring at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348.
Now, the original publication by Water Use It Wisely that I'm aware of is Landscaping by the Numbers.
Yes. Yes, it's our watering guide. And it tells you everything you need to know about watering your landscape, whether it be grass, turf areas, or desert landscaping, or tropical plants. It helps you figure out all the details of how to water properly and efficiently.
And that's where most of the water use is, so that's where it started. But y'all also have a now in-home booklet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We actually, there's the Smart Home Water Guide that was just recently released and created by the Arizona Municipal Water Users, and we're certainly all promoting all those things together. It's how to find and fix leaks around your home, and so it's great to really help people out to figure out what's going on, where, you know, just doing even a check through your house, what we call maybe an audit. Checking your home once a year is always a great idea. You know, I just got a phone call a couple weeks ago from a customer. Said he had a $700 water bill.
Ooh.
Oh my God. And I kind of talked him through. I said, you know, go out to the meter. Let's check and see if something's going on. And sure enough, when he got out there, you know, the little dial was spinning. And so, you know, he didn't see where the water was going, but there was obviously a leak somewhere. So it happens. And you need a good plumber, right, guys?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we've had that on at our house. Our water meter is way back behind the house in the alley. Which is a wash.
Sure.
It's an equestrian easement. So we got a bill one time for $700.
Oh, you can relate.
But what people need to know is when that happens, most of the city municipal water supply companies will see the spike, realize it's a break, and they'll actually work with you and say, okay, let's take 3 months and to pay this off.
Right.
So it doesn't clip you all that one time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's generally a lot of times how people find that first leak is the invoice, water bill.
And it's not always obvious that you do have a leak. You know, sometimes we have running toilets, and that's water just going right down the drain. Out in the landscape, a lot of times you'll see something's going on, but not always. Did you guys figure out what was going on with yours? Where was it leaking?
Our 40-year-old water service line had snapped at the water meter and was draining, flooding. I would have thought our neighbor would have said something because it was flooding his backyard.
He got a good irrigation.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. I have no idea how long it ran like that.
But. And this is probably hard, but in all the years you've been with Water Use It Wisely and all the information and tips and tricks, is there one favorite piece of advice you have?
Well, you know, one of our promotions or messages that we provide is that up to 70% of your water use is outdoors. And so I think that is shocking to many people to realize, you know, we actually use more water here in Arizona than most of the country because we are watering so much outdoors, or we have swimming pools and things like that, which do use a lot, you know, they do use a lot of water. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing is the outdoor water use is one of the easiest ways to save water if you're more aware of how you're using that water and making sure you're using it efficiently. What's great, you know, there's federal standards for low water use toilets, shower heads, and all those things now, which make it much easier. All appliances are getting much more efficient, like your washing machines and dishwashers. So it's wonderful that makes it so simple. Just every day that you use them, you don't have to really think about it. You're saving water. Outdoors, it's a little different. Even though you have a drip system, even though you have a irrigation controller clock, that doesn't mean that it's going to be efficient. And so you still have to be a real part of that, you know, understanding what's proper and how to do it correctly.
Or like you said, the leaks don't all are. You would think when you got a $700 bill, you would know, well, I know exactly where that is because there's I've been seeing ponding water, but
yes.
They're not always obvious.
Right, right. So, you know, one of the culprits often is water softener, water treatment systems. They might get stuck in that
clean-out cycle.
Yes, a clean-out cycle, and what happens is it just goes down the drain. So, unfortunately, unless you hear the water running, you don't even know what's happening. So,
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.